Wood in the back of a van owned by none of the Scorpion Kings, with one of my hands clutched in Lex's and the other in Geo's, as the fourth and final member of our fucked-up group sits in the front next to Vix. I contemplate the scene we'd left behind. The open, bloodied wound of Morpheus' chest, and the knife jutting straight out of it. The lacerations. The blood. The relief that swells up within me. These last few weeks notwithstanding, I'd spent years terrified of one man. Years of repressing the memories and the nightmares. It's over now, but it doesn't feel over. It can't be that easy. My mind can't seem to wrap itself around the fact that he's dead. Morpheus is gone, and he can't come back from the grave to hurt me.
Jules.
I nearly jump at the sound of Geo's whisper next to my ear. Turning my head in his direction as his fingers squeeze around my own, I don't pull away from him as Geo leans closer and nuzzles the side of my face.
Are you okay?
He asks, keeping his voice in that low tone. My eyes cut to where Vix is driving at the front of the van, almost as if the man senses me. His gaze flicks up into the rearview, meeting mine for a brief second. I don't pull away from the depths that stare back at me. When, after a beat, he returns his attention to the road, I don't feel as if I've won any great battle. But I am tired. Exhaustion burrows into my bones and I sag into the men on either side of me. I haven't had a decent night's sleep since I left them. Tonight will be different. Tonight, I'll go to sleep in their arms and wake up still there. Tonight, I'll close my eyes to the knowledge that Morpheus Calloway, my father's best friend and the man that assaulted a vulnerable teenage girl, is gone forever.
Jules.
Despite my lack of an answer, when my muscles relax, Geo cups a hand around my neck. He gently nudges my face in his direction, and when I follow the silent request, his lips find mine. The kiss is sweet, tasting of mint and liquor. I part my lips and let him take it further, as his tongue slips past and against my own. My breasts ache and my nipples pebble inside the dress I'm still wearing. My thighs press together only to be urged apart a moment later, as Lex releases my hand and instead lets his fingers curl around one knee, pulling it open. A gasp escapes me as my eyes fly open, and I whip my head in Lex's direction. But Geo doesn't let me say a word. His fingers hold my chin and direct me right back to him, as his other hand grips my second knee and keeps it pinned. My legs forced open as Lex's other hand moves, sliding my skirt up. Fabric brushes across the tops of my thighs as Lex's thick fingers shift between them. Delving into my panties to find the core beyond, soft, hot, and wet. I'm viscerally aware that we're not alone. The kiss that Geo uses to steal away any protests isn't nearly enough to drive back the anxiety of Vix being there. In front, Nolan shifts in the passenger seat and glances back. He has to know what they're doing to me, but he doesn't say anything, and instead, turns back around to strike up a conversation with our driver. It's dark in the interior of the van, and we're all the way in the back with the middle row between us, thanks to the suitcases and other supplies that take up half of the middle row that had forced the issue. I'm grateful now that I hadn't been willing to wait for them to move everything, and had insisted that I'd be fine in the back. More grateful that both Geo and Lex had easily followed me to hold my hands. Though, now I have to wonder if that hadn't been because they'd been planning to do this. The quiet words between Nolan and Vix fill the space, but I can't hear exactly what they're saying over the dull thudding of my heartbeat racing in my ears. Lex pulls the crotch of my panties to the side and slides two thick fingers beneath. A low, masculine groan echoes against the side of my throat as he turns and presses a kiss to the back of my neck, which is all he can reach since Geo has my face held in stasis for his continued kiss. I bite down on the urge to